so quietly. Who would have thought that you, so quietly, who could set any dark room blazing with voluptuary innocence, who froze the candy apple against our teeth when Gregory Peck leaned over and kissed your mouth, whose every movement kept us awake till dawn while the first fuzz thickened on our jowls, so heated the blood in aging professors that they leapt over 20 starved years and took their astonished wives savagely, without a word, in kitchens and in sewing rooms, right after church, their boots half on, turned hordes of Othello-skinned Italians up to the Arctic, riffling Swedish grammars, while you flew south to the sputterings of a second-rate volcano, set Congress raging because you loved so carelessly, your thought plain as a running river and as difficult, would rise on your birthday late at night, toss back a glass of Veuve Clicquot, chuckle, stride to your room, pull up the sheet over your slow disease, and without a word to any of us, who in our labyrinths whispered always to you and only you, turn your face quickly to the dark and most privately burp and die.